the Public News Service Daily Newscast, December the 1st, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. The U.S. Supreme Court today takes up arguments in a high-stakes abortion case. Our Mike Mullen reports it coincides with divisive arguments over voter fraud, mask mandates, and school curriculum.
This fall, the Annenberg Public Policy Center released its annual survey of overall public smarts about the branches of government. Adults who correctly named all three branches increased to 56%, but the center's Kathleen Hall Jamieson calls this woefully inadequate.
If one doesn't understand that there are three branches, that lack of knowledge increases the likelihood that when asked whether someone thinks that if the Supreme Court issues unpopular rulings, it might be best to get rid of the Supreme Court, a person is more likely to say yes.
Some of the divisive issues in the scope of government and constitutional protections have surfaced in North Dakota. This includes the state taking part in a lawsuit to overturn a workplace vaccine requirement for COVID-19. Mask mandate debates also surfaced at many school board meetings across the state this fall.
The survey revealed 61% of Americans incorrectly believe that under the First Amendment, Facebook is required to allow all people to express themselves freely on the platform. The Oakland County Sheriff said three students were killed and eight others have been hurt when someone started shooting inside Oxford High School on Tuesday. That comes from Fox 2 TV Detroit. According to the undersheriff there, Michael McCabe, three students were killed in the shooting and there were at least eight other victims, including a teacher. The sheriff also said the suspect is a 15-year-old sophomore at the school and has invoked his right to remain silent. The $1.7 trillion Build Back Better Act will soon get a vote in the Senate. And in New York, advocates say it could mean major improvements to health coverage for lower-income adults and children.
The Georgetown University Center for Children and Families says states would be required to provide 12 months of continuous eligibility for children enrolled in Medicaid and CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program. Lara Castle of Medicaid Matters New York says Build Back Better also would increase postpartum coverage for new mothers from 60 days to 12 months.
We don't want someone to suddenly, 60 days after they've given birth, be without coverage. We know that transitioning from program to program is not always successful. It's not always affordable for someone. And so to have the economic security of Medicaid coverage is really critical.
Supporters of the bill say they want it passed by Christmas, but with increasing inflation, detractors are concerned about the cost and could push for trimming its scope. I'm Emily Scott.
This is PNS. Rural educators say the funding for broadband in the bipartisan infrastructure package signed into law last month is critical for their communities.
While many say this is a problem that has existed for decades, the increased need for high-speed internet for virtual work and learning during the pandemic put an added spotlight on the issue. Superintendent and principal of Whitefish Township Community Schools in the Upper Peninsula, Tom McKee, says their school had to supply Wi-Fi for many of their teachers and students. But he adds some families in his district live far enough off the main road that sometimes even with hotspots and satellite internet, it wasn't reliable.
So until we start thinking of broadband access as not just another utility, but as something that should be as common as, you know, your garbage getting picked up, I think we're going to continue to see this in rural areas.
The infrastructure bill included $65 billion for improving broadband nationwide, much specifically targeted at rural and tribal areas. I'm Lily Bolke reporting.
The U.S. ranks 27th for access to high-speed internet. That's according to AllConnect.com. And ranks about 14th in the world for speed of its mobile and broadband connections. And the Department of Natural Resources wants folks in Wisconsin to weigh in on its efforts to address chronic wasting disease, also known as CWD. For that report, we introduce our newest colleague, Jonah Chester.
The always fatal disease that affects the brains of some deer, elk, and moose appeared in Wisconsin for the first time nearly 20 years ago. Tom Haugie of the environmental advocacy group Wisconsin's Green Fire says since then, cases of CWD have increased from about 200 in 2002 to an all-time high of nearly 1,600 last year.
What we have seen is a steady increase in the distribution of the disease in the state, as well as the number of deer who are positive.
So far this year, the DNR has diagnosed nearly 500 cases of chronic wasting disease in wild deer. Finally, Eric Tegetthoff tells us a new project with a grant from the federal government aims to invite Hispanic students in Oregon into agriculture and technology careers.
Chemeketa Community College in the Willamette Valley has received a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The project will provide tuition waivers and paid internships for high school students and place 12 agriculture science students from the college as mentors in local high schools. Tim Ray is Dean of Agriculture Science and Technology at Chemeketa. He wants to fight the misconception that farm-related work is only done in the fields.
It's really training folks around how to manage agricultural enterprises and work with all of the technology that is included in producing the food, fiber, and fuel that runs the world.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. We're heard on great radio stations. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.